3. Coco's Big Idea. Early next morning, when Fuzzy and Coco were still fast asleep, there was a little tap on the door of their hutch. Fuzzy woke first.
"Who's there?"
he said, his eyes still closed.
"It's Peppa,"
said the small voice. Peppa was the second youngest of Banoffee's children.
"Oh, hello, Peppa,"
said Fuzzy, opening his eyes and getting up all in one go.
"What brings you visiting so early in the morning?"
"I've brought you a lettuce leaf,"
said Peppa. The lettuce leaf was almost bigger than Peppa, so Fuzzy could only just see her little paws peeking out from behind it.
"That is kind of you. Thank you," said Fuzzy.
"It's not actually for you. It's for the poor, hungry wild animals in the copse,"
said Peppa.
"I know," said Fuzzy, "and I'll give it to them. Thank you."
"We read on MySpace that you're collecting food. I know it's supposed to go to our old hutch in the garden, but I couldn't wait any longer, so Mum said that I could bring it to you here."
"That's fine, and it's very kind of you. I'll take it down to the hutch later and give it to the wild animals there. Thank you. Bye-bye."
"Bye,"
said Peppa. She laid the lettuce leaf on the kitchen floor and made her way back out of the cat flap. Fuzzy fell back on the soft hay and went back to sleep. A few seconds later, there was another little knock on the hutch door. This time it was Coco who woke up. The visitor was Blossom, Banoffee's youngest daughter.
"I've brought some seeds for the wild animals in the copse,"
she said.
"That is kind of you,"
said Coco, in a nice voice, even though she didn't feel like being nice because she had been woken up much earlier than usual. Once Blossom had gone, Coco went back to sleep too, but not for long. There was another knock on the hutch door. It was another one of Banoffee's children. After that, there was another, and then...